structure is easy. Yeah, you good?
Yeah, here I come. I just beat the time.
Okay.
I'm about to hop in right now.
All right.
L community.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, Steve? My fault.
No, you good. So real quick. Hold on. We'll go bit by bit, piece by piece, because there's so much to talk about. So we'll go bit by bit, do it like that. Is that cool?
Just, all right.
You started off, I'm going to figure it out. Yeah, I'm going to break it all down, but yeah, as we break
it down. So yeah, you need this one, and we're going to let the guys know. Did you start it? Are you live right now?
No, I'm about to go live in a second. I just wanted to get you in.
All right, bet. I'm ready now.
All right, here we go, guys. Straight from the dojo. Let's go ahead and get the live button, baby. Straight
get it to it. Get it to it, man.
Here we go.
Breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
Now we are here in the dojo. Oh, man. Yes. What's going on, Ty, and all the motherfucking people?
You know what's going on, man. Let's get it lit, man. Let's turn it up. Let's do what we do, man. It's a chat. Listen, we got a special thing for y'all today. I know y'all love the cars. I know y'all love us answering to the questions in the chat. But today, y'all are going to get drowned today.
Yeah, y'all gonna get drowned.
You know what I'm saying? We're going deep. We're going real deep today. Yeah. I told you, Steve, you know, people needed to see that elaboration and the whole explanation of what you went over. It was, unfortunately, around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, so a lot of y'all weren't up. So we want to start the show and dedicate it to that so we can start from the top and, you know, go into it. I'm going to break it down. Steve, we're going to throw the rock up. We're going to slam dunk it. We're going, you know what I'm saying, Wade and Bron.
Yeah.
Jordan and Scotty.
We're going to lay it down. And before we start this, we want to talk about the understanding of the why behind it first, if possible. Guys, if you have a question, put a Q in the chat. If you want to call in, call in. But the understand game, the way I and even Taekwondo teaches you, is that this is not about me or it's about Taekwondo. What we teach is something that's different, okay? We're not teaching you pills and all that other stuff. But like I say, hey, Ty, but one thing I did say, I always teach guys, Ty, that I've come up with a new thing. You know, I come up with surface dwellers, grass-eating lions,
right,
and all of this stuff. So I came up with something brand new. And let me see if I can find it for you. And I say, don't come, instead of taking the red pill, take the me pill. So start taking the me pill versus the red pill. So, but this is all preference to what you and I are doing. Let me get back to you and I on the screen. But they need to understand more clarity on what we're doing. We'll break it down. I'll break it down. Ty's going to break down my breakdown to you guys. So Let me start off first. So when I was 9 years old, learning game, okay, before all this internet BS, I was taught as a young man to create a mental organizational chart that is going to help me structure who I am as a man. So I can create not relationships with women, not relationships with my friends or family, but in order to create relationships between myself. And as I communicate this structure to myself, I can better lead myself, Ty. But get on that real quick. But I just wanted to say you on that, Ty. Go on.
No, just like that. The game all starts with realizing that, you know, you may not have control over your life. You don't like the results that you're facing. You don't like the outcomes you're creating. You don't even like who you are. You know what I'm saying? It really starts from the ground up on the surface.
Yes.
Or right. The ground inward, depending on which way you're going.
Absolutely.
Whether you're going to the moon or to your core.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so what I had to do, Ty, is I had to learn through myself to create what is called a core, something that nobody talks about on the internet. I mean, you probably just, you and I and a few people do this. No one else does it because they're looking for gimmicky things. But what I was taught as nine is I had to create something to give me growth, to learn how to not only have growth, but to manage my growth, number one, but also manage the communication that I had with myself where I can be clear, concise, and transparent with myself to have more clarity of what I need to do so I can see the big picture. And once I did that, what I did was I put a mental blindfold over my eyes, so then I don't have to look at perceptions and realities. Then it was at that point I could create my perception and reality, Ty. What say you, brother?
First thing I want to mention, like, your phone is right there, so that if anybody texts you, anybody sees you, the camera may catch it.
Oh, no, okay.
yeah, so just in case somebody texts you something, they get the camera.
Yeah, right,
on
right,
it,
yeah,
you
yeah,
cover.
Right.
Yeah. Now, going into what you were saying is, like, you know, I call that the filter, you know, the filter of how you take in information, how you perceive and see life. And that when you are growing up, you are given a filter. You are taking down your parents and your friends, your families, your environment, what they teach you at school. You're somebody taught by, you're taught by somebody how to be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, you don't know who you are, and you never find out who you are because you're always being fed information. You're always being told who to be.
Yes.
But you're not being told how to be yourself and how to look in, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And then also what it also helped me do is begin to evolve my mind, because I realize only through myself, not the world, not women, not gimmicky things that are on YouTube, I was able to make constant adjustments of who I am. Always adjusting, always evolving, always making the necessary moves for myself. And that's when, like I say all the time, there's no such thing as rejection to a man, because I don't reject myself. See, what most guys do, Ty, is because they don't have a sense of self, they allow the world to reject them. And then they think because the world may reject them, that is who they are, of how the world sees them, my brother.
And just like you said with that, when you have that sense of self, you even see what is called rejection differently. So I even made a video when I went into rejection, and I even broke it down and said to guys, listen, you think she's rejecting you and you're taking it personal. She doesn't even know who you are. She's only rejecting who she thought you was, which is when you understand that surface level interaction, you don't take it personally, because you know that before you even approached her, she was not who she couldn't decide who you were to begin with. So it does not end with her. It does not. Your confidence in your self-esteem and your sense of self, and your sense of courage, strength, and confidence was not made by a woman. It was crafted in your own lab. It was crafted in your own, through your own struggle, through your own decision-making, and who you show yourself that you are every day. So when she rejects you or decides that she does not want you, there's no value lost. There's no, you know, ego or personality to be attacked, because that's not where your power is.
Absolutely. So what happened then, and what we say for all you guys, what's happening right now, is that you guys, because you have not created your mindset, you are recruiting outside of yourself, then the reason why you have problems, see, when you recruit outside yourself, looking for gimmicks, looking for tricks, looking for words, looking for phrases and all that other stuff, you are taking the risk of these things backfiring because these things are outside of you. See, you cannot control the outside world, nor does a man have the power to control the outside world. The outside world is going to constantly move with or without us. The day will turn to night, hot will turn to cold, rain will turn to snow, that will turn into fall, that will turn into spring. We have no control of the outside world, but the way the world is showing you right now, they make you think that you actually have control of the outside world, or the outside world could dictate how you are to yourself. Ty, what say you, brother?
And that's why I like that when we get on here and explain these things, the guys can see how it is to think on another level, on another planet. So even when we look at something simple where both of us may interact in that situation, but we see it completely differently, and how that changes how we talk, what we talk about, who we spend time with, and why we spend time with them. And even from simple situations where double texting or a woman rejecting us. And then to take that small example and apply it in a bigger picture, for them to get that this is how we think and why we see it that way, going back into rejection. So when a guy sees it like that, oh, I got rejected, I feel bad, and they take that as a loss. No, the real loser in that situation is the guy who can't even approach her. It's the guy who can't go for what he wants. It's the guy who sits on the sideline his entire life and waits for shit to happen. You're not a loser because you went over there and decided to go for what you want. A shooter is not a shooter because they make shots. They're a shooter because they shoot. And in the game of being a shooter, in the game of defining who you are and setting your own laws and deciding who you are and what can apply or as a loss and as a win, it is much easier to go through the world and take on opinions of others, constructive criticism, and all the ways that people see you. Because when they say something to you and they see it in their way, your way directly overrides the way that their programming has taught them to see it.
Absolutely. And 316, we'll bring in 1 second, but let me do this last thing. We'll bring the call in and we'll get to the chart. But there is something I want to explain. Even when I learned at 9, and this was the sole thing that I learned from my mentor to learn about the game, was the reason why you have to be one with yourself, one mind, one thought, one way, not only because you are the only one of your kind, but it's also that you are the only one that knows the ropes. You know who you are. You know the roles that everybody has to play in your organization. You know everybody's responsibilities. You know the rules that you have to play by. And what I always say real quick before we bring it through what Ty then 316 is that what I was taught, Ty, at a young age is that, you know, there are three laws I have to learn, I have to stick with in this, what we call the outside world. That is the law of the land. If I kill someone, they'll give me the first 48, guys, because I watch too much. They'll ping your phone. Okay, that's number one. The next one is the law of the street. Don't go driving past the speed limit, especially depending on what color you are. And then the last one is the law of your job. You know, go to work. Now, outside of those three laws, you are free to create what we're about to show you in a few minutes. I know you're laughing, but there's... But say you,
no, I'm laughing at that speed. That's me. Yeah, don't speed, y'all. Don't speed. Speeding is bad. Never speed.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's bring in 316 real quick, and then we'll get to the organizational chart. 316, brother, what's your call? What's your name? What's up, brother? How can we help you?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? What's up, Taekwondo?
Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir?
What's going on, Carter? Why y'all some...
What's that now, sir? Wait, what did he say? He said something and ran off. What did he say?
Why y'all so...
What? Something. I don't know.
I don't know. We hung up?
Yeah, you just hung up.
Yeah, all right. If you don't mind, Steve, let's break everything down and explain everything and take calls after the fact, even if they got to wait in line for a hot minute, actually. But I said it to say because once we get in flow, we don't want to disrupt that. You know what I'm saying? We want to just start from bottom up. Because what guys have to do is... What you guys say?
No, please finish, because that call is very important. I want to explain that. That call, gentlemen, is a, and I want to say to that guy, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gentlemen, that call, I think he was calling because he said something negative to us, but gentlemen, that call is probably the most important call of the show today because that call represents your mind and how it wants to stop you from growing. It is your mind. That call is your mind saying that this information doesn't want to get out. See, y'all, see, we don't get mad at callers like that because callers like that are crying out for help. And people like that, like your mind, are always going to try to stop and prevent you from looking into yourself to grow, Ty. You see what I'm saying? Hey, like we said, Ty, there's always game in everything. There's all, even with negative callers, guys, we can always turn that into a teachable moment because that's game, Ty.
Because it's like that if you even look at the bigger picture. We're about to go over a life-changing understanding of something from the tiniest of 1 + 1 and turn it into calculus.
Yes.
And he causing the decides to be funny.
Yeah.
What will really be funny in 10 years? Yes. In five years from now, 1 year from now, 1 week from now, what's really funny?
Yes. And you know the best thing about it is that he's hanging up and he's still watching us. he's still hanging up and thinks he feels good about himself because he thinks he can stop a man from going forward. Gentlemen, here's lesson number two. See, he in that call, lesson number two is, even though there is an obstacle coming up in your face and even though there's somebody that doesn't want you to learn, men keep moving forward. Even though he has fallen behind, he's not the one that wins. He automatically loses because he loses a chance to learn a little bit about himself. So remember, there's so much game in this, but let's get into the organizational chart. So, gentlemen, so what I did when I was jumping, what I'm about to show you, we'll show you it. We'll stop. We'll go through each and everything. There's so much on this.
It's gonna be a lot.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot.
Matter of fact, I'm hyped about this show, man.
You're hyped about the show.
I'm ready for it.
Right. Yeah. Let me make sure. Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I grab the right chart. Oh wait, I didn't grab the right chart. So I gotta upload the chart. So I'm gonna talk while I got the wrong chart. So let me upload the chart real quick. But what I'm saying to you guys that are listening to me, and myself and Taekwondo, let me show, this is the right chart. Okay, got it. All right, it's loading up right now. The beautiful thing about what y'all about to see, we ask y'all to get y'all crayons out, write this down, and then get y'all questions. We're going to go through each and every thing in the chart. But, again, what you're about to see right now, Ty, this is what I always love to do, Ty, because you know what? You and I are so dope and so cold. People going to, like, try to cherry pick off of us. So I just always do this statement right here. What you're about to see right here is 100% authentic. Is 100% original. It is nobody else is talking or doing about the stuff that you're about to see right now, Ty. So we just want to say that because, you know, this is what makes us, because we come with things that people don't even think about creating. So I just wanted to say that. Now we're about to pop up the chart. So let's look at the chart. Wait, it's processing right now. So the chart we're going to go over, gentlemen, is your mind. These are all the organization. These are a few because I got most of them going to be in the book, but I'm going to give them a few of them right here. Okay, so here's the chart right here. Let me take this down right here. So we want y'all to look at the chart right here. This is your organizational chart, okay? And what we're going to do is we're going to go from the top left. We'll go all the way down in every single row to break down every role that everybody has in the chart, okay? So we want y'all to see this. Nobody on YouTube is doing this. We are the only ones on YouTube that is what you're seeing right here. Nobody is doing this. Let's get to the beginning. Okay, so let's talk about the scribe. Y'all see? Okay, you see my kick-ass picture. It starts with me.
Top left corner. Top left corner.
Yeah, that's me. That's my cake-ass me. So it starts with
Steve,
me.
Steve, hold on, Steve. To give them context, right? Yeah. You ain't got to change the picture. You ain't got to put it on me because they can hear my voice. But to give them context, guys, this is all the components of a working you, a functioning you,
yes,
a successful you.
Yes.
And you don't realize the different parts of yourself that make up you because you've never been told about these things. So as you interact with a woman and you open her mouth, you probably won't even get to that point. As you open your mouth,
yes,
you have to realize which version of you she's interacting with, which version of you chose to show in any interaction in the world. And you have to be able to switch out each of these role players and understand each of their roles, because this is you know, the blacksmith being my favorite, because that's the one who decides what to do with what you're given. Just as much as a blacksmith can turn iron to a sword, a shield, a hammer, or whatever the case may be, it's your job to process information and reapply it to your purpose.
Okay, so let's start with, let's start with the first one. Oh, no, we're good, bro. Let's start with the first guy. The first guy is your scribe. Let's talk about your scribe. Now, what your scribe represents is the communication you have with yourself. That because before you can communicate with anybody, you are communicating with yourself. So what my scribe does, Ty, for me, is that he is always constantly writing down my thoughts. Now, my thoughts are just thoughts right now at the first stage. And this is where guys go wrong. A lot of guys have a thought, but the reason why that thought never turns into anything is because they don't go deep. The boy we're about to go into. But, Ty, yeah, the first guy is your scribe. That is communicating with myself what I want to do for myself. Ty, what say you, brother?
And this is I like how you have that. This is where it begins, because it's this conversation with yourself where you figure out most of the things. You know, I call it the rule of AMA, ask myself anything. And the idea is that you probably don't even realize who you ask or who you look to go to in situations of struggle, in situations of need, in situations in your life. And who you look to go to, if the first person is not yourself, if you don't trust yourself or depend on yourself enough to even communicate, if you don't understand and have your own language with yourself, you're losing the most important member of your team.
Oh, yes, absolutely, because your scribe is literally writing down thoughts. But what I would say for all you young men that are starting is have a notepad, have a pen, have a notebook by your side, by your bed at all times, because there are no stupid thoughts, okay? But with this being said, I just want to make sure you guys understand this before we continue with this. If all you're doing is thinking about sex, none of this is going to work. I mean, no, not thinking about sex, but so desperate to have sex that you're willing to cheat the game for it, none of this is going to work. I'm just letting you
know. And even, and Steve, I would even add, it's not even just so desperate to have sex.
Yeah, yeah.
It's desperate for anything. Other than conquering yourself. Because listen, even if you're desperate for money, even if you're desperate for sex, even if you're desperate for power, fame, clout, attention, it's not the fact that you want these things that's the problem. It's the fact that you're willing to lose anything and everything to get them.
Absolutely.
And you don't realize you already have what you need to obtain those things. But the conceptualization that these things will provide for you something you don't already have on a deeper level of need instead of want, the need, the fact that you think you need it is where you all go wrong.
Right. And the thing is that here's the beautiful thing. All these components have nothing to do with women or the outside world. They have everything to do with you. So when you have the thought for your scribe, it's what you want to do. It's just a thought right at the first stage, okay? So let's get that's your scribe, okay? So your scribe is the one that writes down information on what it is you want to do, how you want to move. It's a thought. That's all it is right now, just a thought. Now, the second thing below scribe is what we call your warrior. Now, your warrior has two roles, just like white T cells in your body. But your warrior has two roles. Role number one is to defend the castle. That's number one, to defend you, to protect you. But it's also to expand your realm. So he defends and he expands. And that means your realm as your comfort zone. So he's continuously going forward, knocking down trees, knocking down fears, knocking down anxiety, knocking down excuses. He's continuously pushing your realm out, but at the same time, as you go into what we call this world out here, this outside of this bubble, you are able to protect and stand on your square. Ty.
And for guys to see that warrior in a much more simpler way is understanding that there is a role. And there needs to be a part of you which consciously and intentionally actively wants to grow. It actively challenges fear. Moments where you feel afraid, where you feel anxiety, your warrior lives for those moments because that's potential land to take over in this metaphor. But I say that to say, if you are not actively going and targeting and attacking your fears, trying to change and expand your comfort zone, you're living in it and you'll die in it. And someone else's warrior or someone else's land or territory or castle or kingdom will come and take yours and dominate because you have not built up the habit of challenging your comfort zone, challenging where you and your head are comfortable and stay at and lay at. And there is a part of you which must actively and consciously and intentionally challenge those things. And the simplified being consciously and intentional is a part of you which whose job and role must be to target, attack, and expand.
Yes, sir.
For the sake of growth.
Next one below that is the film room, which I love the most. The film room, gentlemen, below that. And let me explain the film room, gentlemen. The film room is what a man does every night before he closes his eyes. He goes back into his theater and look at his day of the things that are important or things that have happened to look at what has gone right, what has gone wrong, and to make proper adjustments in at that moment. It's like in football, you know, you're watching the film, not of the team, but you're watching the film of you, of how you move, how you put your bid in with the woman, how the phone call go, how did the date go, how did it go when she came over, whatever is going on, you're actually just sitting back, not judging yourself, but you're looking at what's going on, what went right versus what went wrong, and then be able to make the adjustments at night so when you wake up the next morning, you are evolved to another person. Ty, you got it, brother.
And just like that, I'm a big fan of the film room, too. And guys, you can write these things down, but the idea is that you look at yourself with purpose and intention. So therefore, all the criticism you're giving to yourself, the review you're making of your film, your last 24 hours, you can say it and use it to reapply into your next day. And that as each day goes on, you're not going to catch everything and change overnight. But see, if you do this for a week straight, a month straight, a year straight, you'll be much better and consciously better and more self-aware than you were before. And then even as you go in and you're starting to check this progress, if you make the same mistake twice, you can go into your film room and say, well, why did I make that? And you're levels and steps ahead of the person who never even went to their film room, who never sat back and just put the time aside, all distractions to the left, videos to the left, even my content or Steve's content, videos to the left, game to the left, woman to the left. But just literally sitting there and looking at yourself as if you're in a movie and saying, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? What could I have done better? Why did I do that that was wrong? And why am I even trying to be better? And looking at that film and stepping back. And so many people go day by day and never checking themselves. Mm-hmm. And if you go two steps up, your warrior has to challenge that comfort zone. And then when you challenge it, you're going to perform a certain way. And then you go back to your theater room to review the film of how you did it. But it all started with that conversation that you had with yourself that you might have said, I want to increase my net worth. It can even be a simple goal. I want to increase my net worth. I want more properties. I want to stop being broke. I want more women than I had yesterday. We could even take a simple goal, but the bigger picture is constant growth and expansion, a relationship with yourself.
Constantly communicating with yourself, gentlemen. That's where so many of y'all miss the point of why we teach game. A game is constantly communicating with yourself. That's all it's about. Understanding you to the best of your ability through your film room. Now, let's start to the next top. I love this. I love this guy a lot. My construction worker. Oh, my gosh. I love him at the table. I love my construction worker because my construction worker is always either adding more floors to something I already have, or he's building new buildings to expand my realm. Every building that you have in your mind, or every one of these people right here, is they have their own departments in my mind. They have their own buildings. They have their own piece of land because I will always expand all these things. So my construction worker is constantly looking at how we can add more land, what part, because remember, guys, you're only using a little piece of your mind. You don't realize you have a vast land of woods and forests that you can keep tearing down and keep building and keep expanding and keep growing. So being able to sit down with you to look at the new building of confidence, because you want to knock down that little building and you want a larger skyscraper of confidence that's going to hold 1,576,000 floors of confidence. You want him to go ahead and build that, where the other guy says, okay, your mouthpiece, you see in every little room, even your film room, I want a bigger film room. I want a bigger studio. I want a bigger room for my scribe. So I want more. But remember, guys, nothing about women. It's always about me. Ty, what say you, brother?
And yeah, for guys to understand this and reapply this and from the metaphorical matter to a more practical term that they may be able to understand is your construction workers ultimately saying, here's what we have. What can we be?
Ooh, yes.
And I said it to say, you may be progressing. You may be doing good. But do you want to do great? Do you want to do outstanding? And, or do you want to be elite? And your construction worker sees, it has to have a vision. It has to be able to even bring that back to yourself and say, here's what we need, here's what we could have, and here's why we need it. So this is where, in my opinion, this is where you say to yourself, where could I be better? How could I be better? And what could I do better? Now, your film room was just observing.
Mm-hmm.
But your construction worker is now saying, what do we want to build it with? Stone?
Yes.
Wood? How high do we want to build it? How far do we want to go? And it's creating the blueprint, because before you just throw random bricks around and they call it a house, you have to know why, what the house is going to look like. How many rooms is it going to have? Where is the windows going to go? And what's the role of this house? Is a family of three going to live into it? Is this going to be a rental home? Is it going to be a dream home? And metaphorically speaking, back into, you know, reality terms that you guys may understand, so you don't get lost in the sauce, is that you cannot stay complacent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you cannot, not at all. Let's get to the. Oh, see, I'm having a problem. I don't know which I love most, because now my marketing team. Hey guys, the next one below that is your marketing team. Oh,
right,
my
under the,
God.
Right under the, right the under construction the, worker blueprint in the hand.
Like you say, just like you love your blacksmith, which you'll get to in a second. I love my marketing team, because my marketing team is broken down into my photography team when I take pictures of myself, my video team when I take videos of myself. My marketing team is how I dress. My marketing team is my style. My marketing team is my cologne. My marketing team is if I want to put a hat on today. My marketing team is how I want to cut my hair. My marketing team has so many jobs because they've got to market me to me, not to anybody else. They've got to – I get to sit on my throne, and they get to hold up. All right, Steve, here's a Galaxy this. Well, here's a Samsung phone here, and here's an iPhone, sir. And this is what this does versus this. They've got to take what my scribe has written down, and they have got to prove that it is worth my time to even give it a thought, because if it's not beneficial to me, if I cannot market my thoughts to myself, then they are nothing but daydreams and fantasies. But I love my marketing team because – they are constantly coming up with ideas, constantly saying before, oh my God, I just, Ty, I mean, there's so many parts. Like, boy, I love this because this is where, this is where we really get to sit down and look at what I want to be for myself. I get to look at my 10-year plan of me, my 5-year plan of me, my 3-year plan of me, with all the charts and graphs and all this other stuff, because I'm not looking at time. I'm not looking at the dates. I'm not looking at the years. I'm looking at, Steve, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to position you. This is how we're going to move you. This is how we're going to add you. And they are marketing constantly, Ty, me to me, brother. I love this part, man.
No, when you even get into it, I love my marketing team because my marketing team always makes sure that what I'm doing is for a reason. And the key here is that before you have a thought, before you take an action, before you spend your money, before you spend your time on anything, you have to say to yourself, your marketing team has to sell it to yourself because why are you, you don't want to be a guy who does nothing or anything that is not worth something to yourself. Otherwise, what does that make you? Worthless. And if you are constantly having worthless thoughts, if you're constantly doing worthless actions, and your marketing team is not making sure that before your company does something or before you as a person has a thought or an action that it's not worth something, then you will be a man of no value, no substance, and of no worth. Not worth based on somebody else's judgment or standards or values, but because of the bar you set for yourself. And again, you could even apply this to a practical goal, something simple as saving up to $10,000 or investing in a certain property or choosing between which phone to get, the Samsung or an iPhone, and weighing out which phone is faster, which has the better camera, whatever that is. But the principle is that you are a strategic and tactical and calculated person. No decision, action, or thought that you make is not calculated, strategic, or tactical.
See, gentlemen, this is important. It is at this point right here is when you say, I want to talk to a girl. Or, you know, I want to meet women. Well, this is where you go wrong and we go right, because it's not that I want to meet women. It's the how, the why, the when, the where. What are we going to do? We want to meet women, but wait, what are we going to say? Show me what, market to me what I want to say. Okay, I want to say this to the woman. Well, the only way I can say it is I've got to believe in what it is I want to say, because you're actually not going to say it if you don't believe it. And that's why when you write down thoughts, you must prove and market those thoughts to yourself to give yourself approval of those thoughts. Because once you lock those thoughts in, it's no, oh, my God, she's so pretty. What do I say? It's just you go, Ty. You just move, man.
And what people also need to realize is, see, the film room may be isolated and focused, but like since it's, you're doing it at night, but what you guys need to realize is for the most part through a day-to-day life, all of these different components of yourself are working at all times.
Yes.
They're not, it's not one role speaks and one role doesn't. While my construction worker is creating blueprints and going around and building on top of what's already made, my warrior is still expanding. My marketing team is still selling ideas, thoughts, and actions to myself. My blacksmith is still forming things. My judge, my senate, all of these things are working at once because that's how aligned I am with myself. Because I can hear all the thoughts. What makes it easy to manage all these things at once is because we're all on the same page.
Yes.
We're all about me. So that's why we can come together and work on the same project, and they can go out in the world and do whatever it is I need them to do at whatever time I need them to do it. And if this is too deep for you or too complex, what you may need to realize is these roles and positions are probably being filled by somebody else's thoughts, plans, and blueprints, by somebody else's purpose. Your parents want you to go to school and do this. Your mom wants you to dress like this. They want you to talk like this. Society wants you to do this. Modern woman has her claim to complain about wants you to be this and do this and be this, how you do this. Well, what do you want to be for yourself? What do you want to do for yourself? What kind of thoughts you want to have for yourself? And why do you want to do it for yourself? You even have to question your own answers.
Yes.
You don't let yourself get away with anything. You don't believe bullshit. You question yourself.
Yes. Now, this is a Ty favorite right here. And let me explain your blacksmith real quick. I'm going to talk to Ty's excited about this. This is a Ty thing. Okay, let me explain the blacksmith. I always have guys say, well, Steve, what's the right book should I read? And what should I do this? And what should I do this or that? Okay, how the blacksmith works is once you are one with yourself, it is at that moment you can take in other information and then bring it to your blacksmith and allow him to form the thought that fits your name. You see what I'm saying? See, most people want to go out and just grab other people's stuff and bring it in. No, your blacksmith's job is any thought I have. Like, I could be talking to Ty, and Ty be like, you know what? Man, it's the beautiful da 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 da. Like, damn, I never really thought about that shit. But when I take Ty what he said, I'm taking what Ty said, and then it's going to be filtered through my blacksmith to take that thought, to give me understanding, to give me more clarity of the thought for mine. See, it's Ty's idea, but I'm taking Ty's idea, and because I'm like, wow, you know, whoa, I can add that to my, I can bring that in to my world. But see, like, say, it stops at that point because we take the Ty thought, and I give it right to the blacksmith. Hey, form this to my name so I can have more clarity and I can understand it. Then I can take that to my film room. Then I can take that to my marketing team. See, we're going back to these compartments. So then I can take that to my construction worker, because remember, it starts with Ty's language. But as soon as it gets to mine, my blacksmith is building it to my own language for me and only me. Ty, what say you? This is you, brother.
And this is, here's where we get into the blacksmith. Here's why it's my favorite. Because if you don't have a blacksmith, if you don't have a role within you which is constantly taking whatever raw materials, whether it's thoughts, comments, constructive criticism, opinions, viewpoints, and perspectives, and taking that raw material and forming it into whatever you need it to be, not from a place of cognitive bias, but of a place of a role, of an essential. The same way taking a raw material and turning it into a sword if you need a sword, or turning it into a shield if you need a shield, or a hammer if you need a hammer, or whatever piece of armor you need it to be, is because the world is going to constantly give you materials, opinions, viewpoints, constructive criticism, thoughts, telling you what to do, who to be, and why to be it. And if your blacksmith just, if you just let that go straight into you and onto you, you'll become what they want you to be. Just like you'll read a book, and if you have more blacksmith, but you read the book with a blacksmith, I'll get more information and knowledge out of the book, because I'm constantly taking that information that I'm reading, and I'm not becoming the information. I'm using it to my own purpose and role, and it's much more effective within me because now I'm applying it to how I want it to be applied.
Yes, and here lies the problem with a lot of you guys. A lot of you guys take in YouTube, you take in books, you take in information. And the number one reason why it doesn't work out is because you're looking at it through their lens. You're looking at it through their eyes, their perception, and their reality. So then that kind of goes against who you are. And that's why it never sticks. And that's why so many of you guys, you probably jump from one guy to the next guy to the next guy thinking it's going to be something new and valuable. But see, those that have game, this is what game is, what you're learning right here, is that Ty is not trying to tell you to be Ty, and I'm not telling you to be me. We're saying take what we say then, because you never even knew you had a blacksmith, to take it through that blacksmith, to form what we say to your language, then that's where the clarity, that's where the understanding, and that's where the growth comes. You can't bring another part of somebody's mind into your world, because the parts will never fit. They never fit. But what we're saying is take the parts that we give you, bring it to your blacksmith, and form it to you, Ty. What say you, brother?
And just like that, because with y'all, like Steve said, you're reading all these books, you listen to all these coaches, you're watching all these videos, you're seeing all these things on the internet, and you're like water. You just blow with whatever way the waves is going. And what you don't realize is when you have that blacksmith, a part of your team doing his job, is that you are consistent. And not only are you consistent, you're one-minded. You are going one direction, full force, in the direction that you set out for yourself. And I say that to say, you don't just take what people tell you, you listen to it, you follow it. You now create it and you use it for the role that you have created. And it's not just that you can hear this information and just turn it into what you want to turn it into. It's the fact that you understand that it needs to have a purpose and a role. You're not taking it at face value. You're forging it. You're testing the strength of it. You may even throw some parts out. But the idea is that it's not about what it means. It's about what it means to you and why you need it and why you're even listening in the first place. That's the slamming the hammer on the metal, testing its strength. What does it mean to me and why do I need it?
Why do I care?
Why do I care?
Yes, me. Now, guys, what's next? Oh boy, this is where the rubber hits the road, man. This guy right here, your Senate, okay, your Senate. Your Senate is where laws, rules, codes, principles, mission statements, vision statements, legacy statements all come into play. See, you can't even get to this point of your mind until you have marketed whatever the thought is that you have that you believe in. See, the problem with most people is this is why you have a thought that doesn't go anywhere, because the first thing you don't do is you don't market it to yourself. But even if you get past the marketing to yourself, see, when it becomes law, gentlemen, when it becomes law, listen, it is a non-negotiable. That means when it is law, you're just doing it. There is no, she's pretty. There is no, oh my God, what am I going to do? There is no, again, you are constantly just moving. So your Senate is creating the laws in how you move in the outside world. So this is where the outside world sees you for either a man or food at this point. For a lot of you guys, because you're not standing on anything or creating anything, you can see the difference between those who do create, because this is what women see. Women finally get to see the body. See, all the things on your mind that we're talking right now, this is what creates it. This is for the outside world to see. This is the standard that you have to uphold to yourself. That means if you want to say something to a woman, you have a not. See, this is why, guys, this is not as easy as you think it is. This is why it's deep. Like I say, drowning, because this is a nothing but a trust and love in yourself to realize that I'm going to do what it is I'm saying I'm going to do, and I don't give a F about the result. I'm going to do what it is. This is, you guys, once it becomes law, it is non-negotiable. So that means if you say something and you question it, you don't do it, you are lazy on it or complacent, it was never a law in the first place. Ty, talk to him.
And just like that, what guys get into, you know, one thing I commonly say is death before dishonor. And it doesn't matter what you put in front of me, I'm going to uphold that law, because that law means everything to me. But see, where it started in the marketing team, and it started with, you know, the warrior or in the film and reviewing myself or even the scribe and having the thought to self. And then guys don't realize why I'll die on that law, because listen, it's not just a saying that I say out loud to sound cool. It means everything to me and who I say I am to myself. So regardless of how many other people view me or what they think about me, I'm always going to uphold that law. I'm always going to stand on my honor and my principles. And guys fold and listen, Steve, what the sad part is, each of these teams have a relationship with each other.
Yeah,
each of these teams understand each other's roles and job.
Yeah.
So we don't question each other. We just work together. And even in moments and interacting with the world, it's not as if my blacksmith turns around to my scribe and says, well, what was that? Or my marketing team turns around to the constructor worker and says, well, what is that? We work together. So and we can switch off roles and positions automatically. Work together like a team. We're not fighting each other. We're not questioning each other. We're doing our roles and jobs. And even so, for guys that think this is complicated, it becomes automatic.
Yep.
It becomes automatic.
Yes, automatic. Now let's move to the top one. Let's move to the top one. The top one is your boardroom, gentlemen. So let me give you an example, guys. All right, so when I was young, they used to have this thing called the Super Friends. And the Super Friends had a thing called the Hall of Justice. So whenever there was a problem, that's who they utilized. So if it was a – okay, so the Super Friends were Superman, Aquaman, Batman, and Wonder Woman. That was basically it when I was a little kid. So depending on the situation is who handled the situation. So if it was dealing with the ocean, Aquaman, they would send Aquaman. If it was a meteor, that would be Superman's job. If it was a bank robbery, that would be Batman's job. So depending on the situation is who you bring out. So when you are in your boardroom, now again, when you're sitting at the head of the boardroom, okay, I'm about to talk to a woman. All right, I'm about to meet a woman. All right, who needs to be at this table right now to go over what it is we need to get out to that woman? So that's when I need my guide. I need my culinary school, my drug lab. I need my scribe right beside me. I need my warrior right there. I need all these guys. I need all these guys around me, because in like as fast as you count to one, two, and three, All these things are working that fast because this is at your core. This is at your core. So I'm utilizing all these guys to come up with what we do. And that's why if you notice, all you guys listen, if you watch Ty, now guys, this is going to be a light bulb moment. Ty don't even know I'm saying this because that's why I love my dog. When you see Ty talking to women live on these shows, those the Peach Show, is the Pineapple Show, not the Peach Show. When I said the Peach, sorry, no disrespect, the Pineapple Show. When you see Ty, this is what is going on. When Ty is talking to that lady, matter of fact, wait, do I have that clip, Ty, wait, can you go to that guy? Oh, no, I'm showing y'all. Ty, can you pull up real quick, please, Ty, the video of you in the car? Because I want you guys to understand how fast the boardroom works. So we're going to, in the
car. Which one?
The one where you're in the car with old girl. You know, you just sitting back in the car.
Yeah, which part? Which part you want?
Any part. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because Ty is constantly listening to Ty and utilizing Ty. That's why when y'all hear me on the man mindset side, you always wonder, well, Steve, how can you just say something like Ty? I asked someone that asked a question yesterday about she feels like she's dying, right, or whatever. What should I say? You know, just joking around to the guy. So I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go over there and perform some CPR on you and stuff. You know, I'm gonna keep you up. You know, how is it? And a lot of guys are wondering, how is it that Ty or Steve can spit flavor off the top of their dome and don't have to think about it, and we do it in real time and just like that. It's because of what we're doing right here, but we're going to give you all an example. So there we go. Now, right there. See how Ty's looking? This is what's right. Now, listen, what? Let's press play.
I went to this specific part because I even remember what was going on in my head right at this point, at all parts, honestly, but this is how y'all got to realize how conscious these moves and these actions is. And it's mind you, this is natural for me. Yeah. So even by thinking about it in my head, It's still a conscious choice because it's what I do. So going in my head, I'm sitting here listening to her talk, and I'm noticing the eye contact. So listen, Steve, I got a Achilles heel. It's always going to show on my face. So I'm sitting there listening, and I'm thinking. You can see I'm thinking. My eyes are wandering.
No, I'm really taking.
And I'm like, I smile. I sit there looking at her. She smiles because she sees me looking at her, and the camera smile. So now I look at her, right? Then I go back to the camera. And then that's why I said this.
Wait, Ty, go back real quick.
Hold on.
Go back a little bit. Go an inch back. Wait, go back a little bit.
Stop.
That's next move. Next five moves. Next 10 moves. See, guys.
I already knew it. I already knew it.
You already knew it. Right. So, guys, what you're saying is not what am I going to do right now. He's already got the right now done. It's what I'm going to do in the next five moves, the next 10 moves, to lead her exactly where I want her to go. That's what we're talking about when you have the boardroom. This is exactly it. See that? See that? Look, it's like it's not even
right. Because at times I might got to be the gentleman. I might got to be the asshole me. I might got to be the intellectual me.
Yeah.
I might got to be the funny me, the smooth me, the sarcastic me. It just...
Like
if you feel some type of way about something, and the first thing you do is like ignore me, or like. I would say like okay.
No, it's got a nerve. Ty, if you notice. And what y'all are seeing here, I want y'all to see the difference between one who is one with himself and two that are confused with themselves. No knock on these two young men in the back of the seat. But look at the difference in the way Ty is relaxed, laid back. I mean, he's just laid back in his seat, just chilling.
My guys in the back was having a ball, man.
They were having a ball. But what I'm saying is that you can tell that they're just like, wow, where is this coming? Wow. And then we want to look at that one, and then they look at the one right beside him. She's like, wait a second. I've never met this opponent before. I have worked and built my life to be able to be in control of 99% of these guys. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to, I mean, how can I stop myself from laughing? How can I stop myself from blushing? He is making me feel all these things. And this comes from the boardroom. But Ty, you got it, brother.
Hold on, because, like I said, this is hold on.
It's okay.
Like, I don't know.
You're, like, different. Well, I can't say different
because
I didn't know who you were. But
they think we make this shit up.
They think we make this shit up. They think this is fake. And this is what we keep trying to tell you.
Shout out to her, man.
Yeah, shout out to her. But the reality, the problem, like I say, your perception of reality, you have never thought that you could be this. But this is what we're saying. You can create this. This is
okay.
Go ahead, Ty. Keep going.
Yeah. No. I was just about to.
Go ahead and say it.
My expectations were kind of low.
See, my expectations were kind of low because all she deals with is low expectation individuals who feel like they're lucky to be around her, and that was the break in the chain. Because Ty was never feeling like I'm lucky to be around her. Ty's saying that I'm coming down from the land of ass and titties, taking the form of man, and today is your lucky day. You are around greatness. You are, I'm serious. That's just how it is, dog. That's how it is.
And on top of that, when guys watch the video, this is what I tell you, I had to break that down and go into things because when you don't have and this is not even the sound, above, below, higher, lower type of shit. But this is reality.
Yes.
I compare it to football. If you're a fan watching a game and you watch Antonio Brown or any wide receiver catch the ball and score, you're not going to be able to see as much if you were a football player.
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to see as much if you were a wide receiver. You're not going to be able to see as much if you're an offensive coordinator, let alone a coach or one of those different roles and positions. So depending on your level of knowledge, when you're watching the same exact thing happen, a player watch the ball and score, all a fan may be able to say is, oh, my God, he ran fast, caught it, and got in. They couldn't tackle him. What a coach may say is the cornerback was pressing on the line, so the wide receiver stepped back, swiped his hand, went out, and then cut in after three steps. But the fact that they can look at the same scoring play and understand and break down more from the same play is how a lot of y'all may see things happening right in front of you, but you don't even see or understand what's going on. The technique that it took to score, the game that went in with this. Because even me to myself, I set the bar so high that I'm just talking to her.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing, having fun. I'm not even trying, but this is the level that I play on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I can sit there and break it down and go over it. But when we look at it, it just looks easy. Just to step a one-on-one combo. I may even be looking bored. I may even be mundane and, my name is, blah, blah. I may be coming off like that, but still technically doing so many things in the middle of the game. It's how strategic it is. No mistakes.
Oh, you guys. Man, I don't know. This might be my joint right here, dog. Anyway, I don't know, man. It's just so hard to, choose the next one. This is right here, gentlemen. The next one below that is my culinary school. And I love the culinary school because this is where it separates the real ones from the fake ones. Because as men, Ty and I will never talk at women. We are talking to women because my culinary school is a place where I put flavor in her eyes and flavor in her ears to make her make the decision that, you know what, I gotta smash this guy. I got to think about this guy. I want this man. This man is sexy. God, he doesn't have to take me out. Oh, my God, what is he doing? Oh, my God, man, the way he's making me feel, the way he's making me think. Remember, the culinary school, I'm touching her without touching her. She's going to be thinking about me when she shouldn't be thinking about me. Because my culinary school job is flavor. This is where the choice of the romantic me to the sensual, to the sexual, to the seductive, to the kinky, to the nasty, to the naughty, the nasty, the freaky, the dirty. All these me's are cooking up ways to push her beyond her edge to show her why me. To show her why she should invest in me. why she should think about me, why she should miss me, why she should hate missing me, why she should hate thinking about me, why she should go ahead and just hand me the keys so I can go ahead and rent space in her mind for free. I get to sit back, kick my feet up, and live in her mind because she's going to be thinking about me because all I'm doing is putting flavor in the eye, gentlemen, of how I get her to see a different perspective and a different reality. Flavor in her ear by how I talk to her, how I'm not asking interviewing questions, how Ty was putting flavor in that woman's ear by just talking to her. Ty, ooh, I love this. Ty, I don't know, man. Ooh, it's a tough one. I love my culinary school, dog.
No, listen, and it's just like how if a chef, right when a chef is cooking, they take a little spoonful and they may taste it. They taste how the food tastes, knowing they're about to serve these dishes to, you know, whoever about to eat the meal. This is where you have the fun. This is where you put in a little bit of extra salt, a little bit of extra pepper, not too much salt. You don't want to drop with the blood pressure, cholesterol. But, you know, you play with the seasoning.
Yeah.
You try out different things. You experiment. You're working together. You're perfecting your dish before you put it on that table and hand it out because you're preparing to get the impact and level that you want. Like you said, flavor in the eyes, how I'm going to change her perspective to get her to see things in a way she's never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor in the ears, how I'm going to talk to her, what am I going to say to her, and what am I going to make it do to her when I say it.
Yeah, shout out. Thank you for the super chat right there. Just want to say quick shout out to the super chat. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you, brother. Gentlemen, this is all, this is where the excitement comes at because it's not even fair. It's not even fair how... Again, this is a side of you that you oh, Ty.
Oh no, no, see, listen, this is where if you're a man, you understand this side because this is where she finds out things about you or you show her something or you're talking about something and then she goes, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen that. Well, that's a oh wow, you can cook.
Yeah.
Oh wow, what's your favorite? This is where she gets curious about you or interested about you.
Mm-hmm.
By you giving out a sample serving.
Yes.
And this
yes.
is why even, you know, in an interaction or conversation with a woman, if she's not curious about you, she's not interested in you, your food probably tastes nasty. The serving that you gave out was nasty. She didn't want another bite.
Yes. Yeah, we always wanted to come back. Remember, it's the rule of the mall.
Again, well, my first thing to add is they can even find out stuff on an accident.
Yes.
I may even leak out something. I may even hold things back. Y'all may see certain shows I might add in the planned episode because depending on the woman, I may have been more interested to have the conversation or not. But depending on this, or even any date I've been in, where I may even have to stop myself. I may say, but let me not get started with that because I can go on all day. That's the tease.
Yes.
That's the taste test and then the pullback. Like, don't get me started there because if I get started in that topic, we'll be going on all day. And then most times if she's interested, what a woman may say to herself, or she literally may say it out loud is, no, go ahead. I want to hear about that. No, talk about it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's the choice in what dish you're going to make.
Yeah, and how you're going to, but how are you going to serve it? You can serve like Ty C. See, I understand what Ty's saying to you guys is, do I want to serve it hot, lukewarm, or cold? How do I want to serve the dish? Because no matter how she's going to take it, she's going to expand and be educated, and that's going to be a shift. Gentlemen, this is not tricking her, manipulating her. This is just showing her, but kind of like where we're getting to the second part. The next one below that is your guide, okay? Your guide is the one that is taking all this information that we're talking about, okay? And he's saying, okay, not like the marketing team. What he's saying is, how am I going to guide the woman to show that, listen, I understand that you have morals and values and judgments. I understand that you don't trust me. But how can I guide you to guide yourself to see that you should be following me? The guide is not just the one in the mind. It is also how you guide the woman from your door to your living room, from your living room to your kitchen, from your kitchen to either your bathroom, shower, or bedroom. You are constantly moving and guiding her. And see, this is part of what I was telling you about Ty when he was in the car. This is the guide right here. See, the guy, we can take information. See, you guys take information and just try to hold off or beat around the bush. Ty and I will take information and guide her exactly where we want her to go. We are that wind that pushes the sail wherever, and guess what? We're not pushing it and forcing her to go. We're showing her why she wants to go. Ty, what say you, brother?
Man, So this is where, you know, you get into the guide, and this is where the method to your madness, the rhyme to your reason. And it's not just random. It's not just, well, this painting is over here and this painting is over here. Well, you know, if you go to an amusement park, this is the water park, and then this, these are the fast rollercoasters. These are the tall ones. These are the colorful loop-de-loop ones. But the guide's essential job for me is that it's what I'm saying to myself. Well, what do I want to show her next and why? Where am I going to take her next and why? What do I want to see her over here? What do I want to show her over here? Do I want to be funny now? Do I want to be seductive? And just showing and walking around and having a method to the madness. And then what you have to realize about guides is guides know the land. Guides are very familiar with what you're going to show and why you're going to show it.
Guys, guys, we're getting deep, but hold on. You know what? I got to add one more. I'm adding it right now so we can add. Let me shrink this. But let's get, we're going to get to the next one because, oh, boy. because the next one, well, I'm going to add this other one. I'm going to talk about this real quick, then I'm going to add the next one. But listen, guys, let's get to the next one. Gentlemen. Oh, I don't know.
Whenever you get the chance in the future for the next thing you show this, just put, you can put like numbers next to them or letters, so people can say we're looking at number 3 right now, or number 8 or
okay.
G or H. You know what I'm saying?
Right, no doubt. Okay, so all I want y'all to do is look at the track machine. This is the studio. Oh, man. This is it. Guys, this is where if I'm not in the film room, this is where I'm at 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, in my studio with my culinary team, with my marketing team, with my guide, my scribe, my warrior. It's like a rapper that has his entourage that's sitting around and listening to him make the music. Well, these guys are, we are coming together to put and create the music. We are creating the style. We are creating the blushes, the smiles, the thinking, the laughing, the turn-ons. This is why, because it is at this point where we are taking the tracks and we're taking them and mixing them down. And are we turning them up to be more freaky, nerd, dirty, kinky, and nasty? Or are we shifting it down to be more romantic, smooth, sensual, and sexual? Because every move is a different track. And I've got 64 tracks on my studio. And all I'm doing is I take in the beat, and the beat is the rhythm of how her and I are communicating. How am I going to turn that up? Because every interaction, I have control. That's why every interaction is never the same. It's always going to be different. But this is where the excitement comes in, that Ty, because the average woman is not, they're used to a one-trick pony, you know, just a bunch of boring questions. But I am infinite. I'm amazing. And I love the studio because it allows me to put with the flavor of the culinary school, the marketing team, my guide, all these things go into my tracks and then mix down or remix what I want to do to give her that flavor, dog. What say you, brother? I love
it. And just like that, if they don't understand the concept of, you know, producing a song or, you know, creating a song, this is where you understand, like, what beat are you going to put it in? Are you going to add more bass? Are you going to add more drums? Are you going to add more a guitar in there? Why are you adding it? What are you creating when you're putting all these things together in that song? And ultimately, the choice between able to control, like you said, and turn this volume up, amplify this sound, turn this down, and decrease this or increase this, it's just like in any given interaction, you're saying to yourself, okay, do I want to be more romantic here? Do I want to be more smooth? Do I want to be more charismatic? Do I want to be more seductive? Do I want to be more sexual? Do I want to be more, you know, deciding and choosing what you need in this interaction and why, and then creating that product? And if guys can realize this, like I said, I give you a lot of this all the time. You go look at the conversations and the pineapple shows, the e-dates or even the blind dates, and you look at how each of these reactions are unique within themselves. Mm. I'm not repeating the same questions. I'm not repeating, even if you might see one or two questions or the conversation never flows the same. The interaction never flows the same. The impression I make and then which the interaction I have is never the same. But what is the same is the smiles. What is the same is the fun. What is the same is how she feels.
Right, and let me get a little bit deeper, guys, on this. It also marks and creates how I touch versus how I kiss. So I can press my lips a little bit harder on her neck when I turn the volume up, but then I can go a little bit softer when I turn the volume down. My touch can be a little bit harder and penetrate more, or it can be a softer touch. Guys, remember, the studio is how you move, and it's not just talking. It's how you look at her. It's how you hold her. It's how you grab her. I love my studio because I create the instruments. I created, I am the arranger, the composer, the producer, and the performer. I am all, there's an excitement, gentlemen, this is why I get all the geeky and exciting on this shit, because there's nothing like just creating me to show her why I'm not you. And why she should be with me, why she should submit to me, why she should want me, love me, need me, and adore me. This is it right here, because I'm creating the rhythm in which she is going to bob to, twerk to, grind to. She's doing all that because I am the music guy. I'm all the ins, dude. Oh my God, Ty, get it. Ty, dog, I'm just excited about
this. Like you said, I'm the music. I create the scene, the atmosphere, the emotion, the feeling. Shit. And I'm turning this up. The body moves and she feel like that from what I'm doing and what I'm saying. No, listen, this is the creative edge and the fluidity that you get when you are one with yourself. And if you're trying to copy another man, you're trying to copy what he said, what he's doing, and how he's doing it, then you lose the freedom that you have when you choose to be who you want to be. And you lose the ability to, like I said, I love the word fluidity here because it's free. Like you said, Steve, we can switch instantly. I can go from smooth and seductive to funny and friendly. I can even go from, you know, let's say I meet her mother or something like that. I'm respectful now. Hey, how you doing, Miss? Blah, blah, blah. I'm doing this. I'm talking like that, and I'm friendly, charismatic. I'm meeting the family upstairs. But do they know what goes on behind closed doors? Do they know the free you need, the switch, and how fast it can come? No, they don't. But I'm choosing to show them that beat and play them that song. Yeah. Meanwhile, that they're here. See, this a lot of guys now. Listen, do you think we should pause right where here where we at, open up for calls or questions?
Yeah.
Relevant, listen, guys, only relevant to the roles and everything you've heard so far.
Yeah,
not something random, not a situation, but specific to everything you're listening to.
Because
we're going to do this as a middle break so that y'all can take in what y'all are listening to, what y'all are learning.
Yeah.
And you might ask a question that a guy listening may need to hear, or you may ask a question that may better help you understand the levels and layers to yourself. Because remember, this is not about women. It's not about money. It's not about a job. It's about the relationship between you and you and how to better utilize and connect with yourself.
And remember, guys, y'all call in. Please call in and ask questions. But here's a beautiful thing. Nobody on YouTube is doing this, is breaking it down like this. Nobody.
Or understands themselves like
right,
this.
Or understands themselves on this level. And what we're saying to you guys, this is the time. Go ahead and call in if you have questions. But what we're saying is,
type in chat.
It's not even, you see where why the arrogance, the cocking, you see why we're called a-holes, jerks, cocky, conceited, but they want to be with us? Because this is what we bring to a table. They're not even used to what, they're not ready for this. What they're ready for is what you do for a living. Where's your last boyfriend?
Right.
What you looking for in a relationship?
Right.
They're not looking for that.
And you only admit, guys, y'all gotta realize y'all at the lowest level of this because you're still trying to be what you think she wants you to be.
Yes.
you can't even begin to think bigger. So you're thinking on the level of, what do I need to be in order for her to like me?
Mm.
What do I, what should I do in order for her to like me and accept me and choose me and pick me?
Yes. All right, we got to
You're holding yourself back from the next level, the depth that you can have as a man and the impact that you can make on her from the inside out.
Absolutely. Let's bring in 407. 407, caller, what's up, brother? What's your question?
What's going on, guys? An excellent show already. But I got a question. You guys are talking about, like, oh, the smooth meat, you know, these different personalities, right? And
yes,
then
sir.
We're talking about these systems and how they work. What is the connection point between sub-personalities and these systems?
Okay, when you say sub-personalities, in what way, sir? When you say sub-personalities, come
we're
on.
Talking about, like, the smooth meat, the seductive meat, the freaky meat.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I'm talking about, like, you know, your traits.
Like traits.
Well, that's the if I'm understanding what you're saying is, that's the buttons in the studio. That's the products, right? That's just a product of that. That's just the way that you may see it out loud or see it in the physical mm-hmm. choice of making it. And the systems is the origin of it. And plus, it's just like, you know, squeezing the trigger on a water gun. The trigger is different from the water actually coming out of the gun, and the gun itself is different from the water and the chamber of the gun, but when I pull the trigger, the water comes out of the gun.
Yeah, but how do you?
So if you get hit, if you get hit by the water, exactly. If you get hit by the water, that's the system, which is allowing you to. Did that make sense, Carla, or did that make it more confusing?
Yeah. I remember you said before how it's like a video game controller. You want to press A, B, right trigger.
Right, right. Unless you're holding a PlayStation controller, which real men do. Triangle, square, X, and circle.
I got a PlayStation tie, so you can do that. I got a PlayStation tie. Yes, that's fine. Yeah, does that make
sense? All right, well, Carter, that makes sense.
That makes sense, brother?
Yeah. You connected it. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. Great call. Right. Let's get to Eric Code 602.
See, good call. Good relevant calls to the topic in connecting things. I know it's not going to be able to digest on your first time.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave this vibe up if you're watching this on Twitch. And, you know, this is going to be on Steve's YouTube channel, and y'all going to be able to see all these things and be able to go back and say, okay, what did he mean when he said that? How can I apply that?
All right, let's go to 602, then 423. 602, what's up, sir? How do you?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just had a quick question. How would you better access your faculty members, you know, in life?
Carl, can you turn up your microphone?
You got to fix your mic so we can't hear you.
Okay, I'll just call back. Thanks.
He ran. Okay, then the other guy's gone as well. So, guys, if y'all got any questions, we'll wait a few more minutes to see if y'all got any questions. Please
right.
go ahead and ask. Let me bring in seven. Oh, no. God damn.
Right, listen, ask the questions.
You just
gave you a lot of information, a lot of different parts and components. You can even ask about a specific component. Well, how can I get better with my blacksmith? Or how can I get better with the scribe?
Right.
Or how do I even start? Or how... Like, ask these questions right now before we get deeper and hit more different parts of it.
Yeah, make it relevant. Yeah, 423 to 714. 423, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Yes, sir.
So, I just missed what y'all said before the blacksmith and what y'all said before the blacksmith. That's only two I need.
Well,
instead of rewinding, you know, having to you go back over the thing, just you ask something specific on what you may know, because otherwise we'll just be repetitive. But the video will be posted, so you'll be able to go back and look at it.
Is there anything on the ones that you have right there? Is there anything on the which you've heard so far? Any questions?
Nah, I'm getting it for real. I appreciate y'all.
Okay. All right, well, appreciate it.
But I do want to say, my bad, but I do want to say I appreciate y'all for what y'all doing for us, because y'all teaching me how to go and gain the confidence that I need in life, that I've been looking for. And y'all teaching me the way to go about
my life.
That confidence is just
what the world is going to see.
Mm-hmm.
But that connection with yourself is what you're going to understand. Or understand.
Yeah, that's what I'm speaking on.
People fake confidence every day, but your confidence is different.
Yeah. Like, y'all teaching me how to really connect with all layers of me and really be truly aligned. I appreciate y'all for that, man.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. I appreciate it, bro. Because even Steve, even we get into confidence, they may think I'm confident because well, I got a haircut today, or my hair is long or short, or the skin is clear or bumpy, or the woman rejected me or not. My confidence is measured on an entirely different scale.
Yes.
Because what standard I'm living into and what I define as a man is different from what you define. So what you may think may make me insecure may not make me insecure because we're not even on the same scale of thought system. I told him, Steve, I said, I would feel more stupid being dumb than looking dumb.
Yes.
And I don't think a lot of guys understood that. And then the situation I gave him was an example of a classroom. Let's say teacher's teaching something, and, you know, everybody's confused. They don't know what they're talking about. I feel more dumb sitting there quiet and confused than I do asking the question out loud in front of everybody.
Yes.
But that's just me. So it is more embarrassing to be stupid in silence than it is to ask the question in front of everybody.
Absolutely.
In my world.
Absolutely. All right, so the lines are blowing up. Let's go to 714. What's your question?
Hey, hi, Steve. Hi, Ty. Hey, Steve and Ty. Isn't it true that nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, is bigger than the man? What are your thoughts on that? Nothing is bigger than the man.
Well, can we make it relevant to all the things and layers of the shit that we just broke down?
Pardon?
All right, we'll go ahead and let you go.
Make it specific. Yeah, make it specific, bro.
Yeah, you have a specific question on what we talked about.
Okay, what I'm saying, here's my specific question.
All right, what's your question?
I'm going to make the specific question. There's nothing that anybody can say that can trigger a man. Don't you agree?
Hey, what is the question start with?
Who, what, where?
Well, here's my question. Can anything trigger a man?
Okay, this is why you're losing. Why do you listen? Have you watched what the fuck? Excuse my language, man. Have you watched what we just did for the first hour and 20 minutes? We're breaking down.
No, I apologize.
Man.
I got on 10 minutes ago.
You can't listen, Carla. There's no disrespect to you. However, we just broke down a very complex system and levels to that system. So for the listeners that are watching, we're trying to make the questions relevant to that so that before we go on and get even deeper and then reapply it to the top,
yeah,
that if anybody's lost on chapter 2 of the book, that we don't get to chapter 8 and then you were lost since chapter 2. You get what I'm saying?
Yes. We're trying to show
so
you.
So no disrespect to the question. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we're trying to keep it on topic.
Making it about the man and listen to the breakdown. We're showing you why most people go wrong because they're looking at the system as a whole and not the functioning parts that make it better. See, you're looking at the man as a whole. That's the problem. We are breaking this thing down. So go back and watch and then come back with another question, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Steve, because I got on. With only
right,
listening
yeah.
5 minutes, like I don't
know.
All right, you're good. So let's get to the other one. We lines are blowing up. 614, what's your question, sir?
Yeah, once we make sure they're relevant or not, we just keep going on so that we get to the next one.
Yeah, 614, what's your question, sir? 614 going once. 614 going twice. All right, next question. Next call.
And guys, if you have questions that aren't relevant to it, they will get answered. Just probably not right now. Just
right.
at the end of when we finish the whole presentation.
347, then 248, then 850. 347, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I feel like the Senate is very, like, underrated because when I think of the Senate, and this goes into my question, when I think of the Senate, it's like they build the pillars that the island of you stands on. It keeps you over the flood. It keeps you over the drought. The tech holds your foundation, right? So my
Listen.
No.
They make sure that your blacksmith, your construction worker, that's your marketing team, they make sure that when we establish this law that the land isn't just some wild, wild west, every man for themselves,
order.
So the kingdom falls down.
Right, order and structure, sir.
Order and structure.
Yes. Does that make any sense, 347?
So you're right, but almost you're wrong, but you're almost right. So you're getting how that they create order and structure, which stops the pillars from falling and breaking down. But that's because they're creating the law of the land that you follow.
Right. Okay. Right.
That makes
so
sense.
How do you how do you find what you, like, how do you make those non-negotiable laws? How do you find
okay.
the elements?
Okay. You're not listening. Okay, did you watch it? How much of the show did you watch?
I watched the whole thing. I have notes of everything.
Okay, then you truly failed.
The how was already
yeah, we already explained
from the roles.
We already explained the roles. How is it that you're missing it?
I understand the roles, but like getting deeper into the law.
What do you mean how? What part about the how?
Yeah, what part don't you understand, brother?
Right. So here's what I wrote down for the Senate. Creates non-negotiable laws for how you move. Once it becomes a law, you don't get lazy or cut corners. Otherwise, the law will never be law, right? So
yes.
How do you
not the law will never be law, but it never was law.
It was never law
because
right.
you might have lied to yourself
yes.
and said I'm going to stop eating chocolate, but in reality you're just telling yourself that to feel good. You didn't make it a non-negotiable law because
right.
laws have consequences.
Yeah.
Law is law.
Law is law.
And especially
right.
a law you create with yourself, you don't go back on that.
Yeah. So
not that it was law, it never was law if you can't follow it.
So would you say, like, when it comes to creating those laws, you really look at the consequences
no.
that you cannot
afford? No, it's not the consequences that makes the law. Not the consequences. I'm just making that point because this is how serious laws are.
Yes.
See, it's not the consequences that makes the laws. It's the purpose of the law itself.
Yes.
And what you're, and why you're following the law that makes you follow in the first place. Because it's not random. It's not... tie your shoes every day before you walk out. And then even then, that may be a part of your plan and blueprint of being a proper, neat, and put-together man. So you choosing not to leave your shoes untied when you walk out. This is just a random example. I'm not saying it's mine. But that's a part of how you carry yourself. And when you slip on that, you're disrespecting the law. You get what I'm saying? Or the overall purpose of the law.
Well, give me the example of something that you want to do. I'll show you why it might not even reach your Senate. Give me something
right.
that you want to do.
Why, say that again, Steve. Why it might not even reach your Senate?
It might not even reach your Senate. Give me an example of something you want to do.
I bet.
Graduate.
Then you just get off your lazy ass and graduate. I mean, give me something better than that. Come on. Give me something that you want to do that's out. Remember, not what you do are. Graduating is a do. That's outside of yourself. So give me something else. Something that you want
okay.
internally.
All right. Conquer my emotions.
All right, conquer your emotions. Well, okay, ready, watch it. But why do you want to conquer your emotions? Tell me why that's important to you. Why do you want to conquer them?
Okay, so conquering emotions, conquering fear, because fear inhibits action if you allow it to. And,
but you're just regurgitating shit. Let's go deep. I'm asking you why. You're making a statement. Look, I'm trying to stop you from you're self-sabotaging yourself with the statements. I'm asking you why is it important to you why you want to conquer the fear?
Right. I want to live in a way of like just constantly moving, constantly doing what I want to do and not letting anything stop me or not letting anything inhibit what I want to do. Should it be a good opportunity that I might have missed because I was fearful?
Okay. All right, I got that answer. Why do you have that answer?
Wait, say one more time? Why do
okay,
I have that
just,
answer?
Okay.
You just gave an answer, right.
Yeah,
why do you have that?
Why do you have that answer?
Because, see, when it stands... this is the foundation for it.
Yes. So why do you have that answer?
Because of my experiences, because of my goals, because of my dream to be someone who works.
Are you actually your experiences? Or have you made yourself your experiences?
I feel like I'm a perception. My perceptions of my experiences have become to build me, but I need to learn to see outside of my perceptions.
Bring it back. Connect it back
yeah.
to the
yeah.
why and
bring
the
it back
Senate.
To the
why
yeah.
follow this?
Right, because these are the questions the Senate should be asking. Listen, It's not just going, y'all think it's just, okay, I'm going to walk up to the Senate and say, I'm going to do this, and you think it's going to go, it's going to pass. Listen, your mind will not pass laws if it feels like you actually are bullshitting. It's not going to pass. That's why it hasn't worked for you.
Yeah, that's why y'all tell all that shit, I'm going to start going to the gym, I'm going to start doing this, and I'm going to start doing that. And yourself is much more complicated, so you gave yourself an order or a wish at the surface, but you're much deeper than that. So when you're telling yourself something on the surface, but internally you're telling yourself something else, the internal answer will always prevail. So when your actions is not reflecting what you think on the surface, that's the product or the result of you realizing that something's going wrong. Well, why do I say I'm going to do this and then 3 days later I'm doing the same thing over? Why can't I get myself up early in the morning and do what I want to do? Why can't I? And it was never a non-negotiable law. It didn't hit deep enough, or the reason why wasn't solid enough or connected to your reasoning enough for you to follow it. It's the same way that you follow other laws without even understanding why. After you graduate school, don't just go out. I'm going to make this one up because a lot of y'all follow this, right? Don't be an entrepreneur. Don't go outside of school. After school, you want to go to college. You want to do this because you want to be safe. Why do you want to be safe? Well, because if I'm not safe, all these things that you follow that stop and inhibit your actions are laws.
Yeah. So call.
But it's somebody else's law that you're following, and you don't even realize why. So give yourself your own, and that will dictate your actions. And you don't break your own laws. But the funny part is y'all are subscribing to somebody else's government, and I'm not being literal in this sense. I'm not saying the U.S. government or the Congo or, something. But I'm just saying how you dictate yourself and your actions and why you follow what you do and you tell yourself to do.
All right, caller, you said that you wanted to get over all your fears. When did you come to that conclusion? How long ago did you come to that conclusion?
I've been coming to that conclusion over the past year. I was never serious about it.
Well, then this is why I would never go to law, because you're not serious about it. See, this is what I'm saying, dog. And 850 and 682, we got you. But this is why it will never stick, because you're not even taking it seriously. So that means it's not even hitting the floor of your marketing team. It's just what you're doing, what you're saying right now is just a fantasy and a daydream. That's all it is. And that's why you'll never achieve it, because you're not even taking it seriously.
Mm.
And again, you can but what the mind does is it makes you think that it's important, because your mind is self-sabotaging you, making you actually think that, hey, just go to the Senate and tell them that you want to get over fear, and I promise you it'll get done, and that's all you're doing. You're just lying to yourself. You really don't want to get over your fears. You really don't want to do it. You're just saying that because it sounds good to say, and this is why you're failing. Does that make any sense?
No, that makes perfect sense.
So you just got you ain't even at the Senate. You haven't even got to the marketing team yet. You haven't even marketed this thought to yourself. This is why you're over a year, and this is why, like I tell you, this is why a lot of you guys, when that ball drops on December 31st, why you guys lie to yourself. Y'all ain't about this game. Y'all really don't want to change. You just like the thought of telling yourself that you want to change, just like that woman says, well, I want to work out, but boy, I just have a little piece of chocolate cake. It wouldn't hurt any. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So I have like sub questions on that topic. So when you guys were questioning why I wanted to conquer fear, you was asking me why repeatedly, which reminded me of the Socratic method. And then you also asked me how long was I on that goal? How long was I actually on that goal? Because since I've been on it for so long, that goes to show how little I cared about it until I actually put it into fruition, until I actually do something, until I actually take action to fix that goal, right? So
no, caller, I'm a pirate.
But do you understand why the why is important? Because you don't want to waste time, effort, and energy on something that's not worth it. And that's where it comes from the marketing team before it reaches your Senate, because you don't want to be bullshit at their door. The law will never get passed.
Never. It won't even get past the marketing team.
I need the core of Yeah.
What's that?
They'll throw the idea out.
Yeah, they throw that. That's why you're not doing anything, because they threw that. Hey, when you write or have that thought, they're like, man, you just full of shit. You're wasting our time. And they'll just push that out. They'll just throw that away.
And Carlos, because you didn't sell it to yourself enough.
Yep.
Well, I want this new car. Or I want these new shoes. You see, and the crazy part is, Steve, because of a past mistake, my marketing team got better. So from the car that I have to the car I had before and how I made the decision in doing it, I had the decision making of it so multifaceted, so tested. My marketing team improved so much from the last interaction I made that I was able to do it, please myself on the aesthetic level and the materialistic level, like, oh, wanting something faster, but also on a financial level. Mm-hmm. It financially made sense. It also, my marketing team did such a good time at selling this idea of getting this car to myself that we didn't just let it through the door and just spend money on it. It is also helping me on the taxes and how I looked up some information, which made it an even more beneficial decision. Because that's how hard your marketing team has to sell it to yourself. It has to sell it enough to be able to throw it away. Well, do you know what's the risk on increased cost and risk with this? My marketing team had an answer for it, so guess what? I went and got that car with a much more confident decision to it.
Right, and real quick, caller, that's where, like, you go to your marketing with bullshit, they're going to say, hey, start over. We can't bring this bullshit to the Senate. You better go rewrite this, rethink this, fucking redo something, because we can't bring this to law. This has no credence. It has no foundation, no substance. You better go rewrite that. You better go back to your scribe, work on it, write it, and come back when you know what you're talking about. So we can go ahead and see if we can take this on.
And guess what, Steve? What we didn't add into that is when your marketing team is so damn good, you can market it to others. They'll buy your shit. Not a product. It could be a way of thinking. It could be how you move. It could be how you think on a certain issue or topic. And they'll follow your marketing team. They'll follow your sin and your laws. Just think about how many people look up to, you know, certain authors of these books because of how they think and what they say. Their marketing team is so good that someone trusts it more than their own.
Mm. All right, caller, we'll throw you back in. We got other calls, okay? But if you got a question, call back, all right? All right, great call. Eric, go 850, then 682, then 972. 850, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hello, hello. I need some clarification on one of the, I like to call them the building blocks of you. The boardroom, is that where you go to make, basically to make your day-to-day decisions?
Well,
I'll just make a statement from my student point of view before you knock them off the head. The boardroom is ultimately where you're saying to yourself, who do I need right now?
There you go.
Or who do I need and when do I need them and why do I need them? Because if you call up the wrong person at the wrong time, you'll get the wrong result.
There you go.
Okay.
If you're trying to be sexual when it's time to be smooth, fuck somebody else. If you're being excited and arrogant when it's time to be reserved and observational, you're going to fuck up and make a mistake and make a sloppy choice. Mm-hmm. And when it's time to be risky instead of conservative, you're going to miss out on an opportunity.
Yes. Every move must be calculated, sir. Positioned.
Okay. Okay. So the boardroom is basically where you go to calculate every decision you make before it's made.
Well, yeah, because you're sitting down, and like Ty said, you know, a lot of you guys, you know, you want to take, you meet a woman. Let's say you meet a woman, right? You meet a woman, mm-hmm. or a lot of you guys, you just want to take her to the house. But you're a board member, you never taken a calculation that, you know, she doesn't trust me, she doesn't know me, and she's got values and all these other things. So instead of bringing her to the house, let's slow this thing down and let's show her through the studio or the amusement park, where you talk about later on, why she should go ahead and buy into us without trying to manipulate the situation. They'll slow you down or speed you up. Yeah, be like right now, because like I say, if you're like, man, I see you and I just want to get her to my house, they're going to be like, whoa, we don't operate that way. We don't work that way. No. It's not. We ain't gonna win this way. This is losing. And then again, your scribe, sir. Wait. This is a losing thought here. We can't just get it to our house, man. We got to look at everything. We can't be in the forest. We got to take a step back, and we got to observe all the players and all the moves and all this other stuff, sir. We can't just move this fast.
Right. And when the boardroom is doing its job right, what they can do is when you go in the film room, or actually when you know you're in the boardroom, is they bring the charts back for the day. Here's our quarterly report.
Mm-hmm.
Now, based on what we did and what we've been doing and why we've been doing it, here are our results. Well, we have her coming over on Tuesday. Well, we have her coming over here. Or based on, let's say I'm being smooth here. Well, look at how she smiled. Boom, got her. So your boardroom is almost like testing. Because you may make a wrong choice. You may decide to be smooth and confident when you could have been something else, or charismatic, or whatever choice you, or whatever player you send to do that role or position. Just like being on a football team. Well, I'm going to give it to my running back. Well, damn, I should have threw the ball to my wide receiver. Ultimately, the idea is that you conceptualize and understand that you're making the choice of you.
Right. And real quick, Paul, it's like your warrior saying, wait a second, whoa. We can't attack that way. If we are taking dirt rocks and going up against those tanks, sir, we're not going to win the war. We're not going to win. We're not going to move anything. So why don't we do this? Why don't we back up and reassess the situation so then we can – because remember, we assess to win and conquer. And you cannot conquer just running down the hill. And that's the mindset of a lot of guys. Yeah, you're running down the hill trying to defeat a wall in which you cannot break down. But – if you learn how to make the moves and bring in the battleships when they're needed, the jets when they're needed, your tanks when they're needed, it's about positioning to get the overall victory. Okay?
Okay. I get you now.
All right. We'll throw you back in, Gray. If you have another call, let us know. Let's go to 682, then 972. 682, what's your question, brother?
Hello. Can you guys hear me good?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Okay, so you guys both have this button where you can tap into whether it's your scribe, your blacksmith, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, how do I develop these things, and how do I also know which one to tap into at which time?
Okay, for me, and I'll talk for me, then Ty will tell you his way. Okay, for me, what I do, if you want to be a student of mine, what I do is to start the process, okay? Because the process must be started from a kindergarten way, okay? By going to the dollar store, or going to Walmart, and getting a 100-piece puzzle set. And the reason why I have you do that is because all your life, you have been looking at the training wheels of the pitcher and watching the pitcher to form your thoughts versus throwing the box away and start the process of communicating with yourself. So, and I'll let Ty has his way, but I'm saying for me, I always say go get your puzzle pieces, because in order for you to communicate with yourself, you have to have a starting point of communicating with yourself. With the puzzle pieces. But Ty, what say you, brother?
And even Steve, you know, my way may be a little different from what I say. The overarching thing is that you have to start with this interdependence.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You're already dependent on something. It could be somebody else you trust. It could be, the thoughts and school of thoughts that you've been taught as you've grown up and lived through life and that you're subscribing to actively. But it's ultimately, for me, it's recognizing that I need me. It's recognizing and paying homage that I have to be there for me. And then with that knowledge, that's when you start to develop each of these departments because, well, you say, how do I need me? What do I need me for? And how will I step up in that moment for me? Because you see, when the theater room is reviewing your day and you're like I said, y'all may even write this down with a journal. I would add that in your daily habits. Like, go over at the end of the day, phone down, TV off, every distraction off, nothing but a lamp or a candle if you part of the Amish territory. You know what I'm saying? But whatever you use for light that you need to see when you write. But just sit there, every distraction to the left. play your day over. When I did that, did I like it? Well, how did my day go? Did I do everything on my to-do list? Do I even have a to-do list? Do I need to make a to-do list? What do I need to do in order to organize my day in a way where I'll be, you know, not just content, but I'll be present with the outcome and actively leading towards an outcome that I want. So it's just that awareness of that you need yourself in order to do that. It's the awareness of this isn't right. So how do I make it right?
Yeah, and here's the thing, caller. This is going to shock you. This is the most shocking thing. And the shocking thing – wait, Tack, you turn me down real quick when I say this.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
I appreciate it. All right, caller, this is the most shocking thing to all you guys. You've already done it. You've already done it, 682. You want me to show you how you've done it? You ready? 682, are you listening to me, 862?
Of course.
All right, listen, ready? What comes after 844?
845.
What comes after 624?
625.
What comes after 944? Not no wait. What comes after 1,482?
1,483.
Okay, stop right there. Now, this is what I've been trying to tell you guys. You've already hit your core with your numbers and your alphabets as a youngster. You've already done it. So you already have the blueprint on what we're talking about. It's just that you have overcomplicated this to make it seem that it is more than what it is. Everything that you have done is that you have, when you were learning your numbers in the kindergarten, you went through your film room to do your homework and learn your lessons. You marketed yourself because you knew if I didn't learn my information, either we'll get grounded, I'm not going to be able to go out, or I'm going to get in trouble. So I need to go ahead and start studying. You screwed up. You went back to the film room, and when you got a D or a C on something, and your parents made you look back and do the numbers over. So you have done this already. This is nothing. Don't think this is something new. This is nothing new. This is why I say if you want to know what your core is, it's your numbers and your alphabets, because those are the only things that tie into what Ty and I are talking about right now. You don't have to think about any of these things because you already know the answer, just like you did right now. You didn't know what I was going to ask you, but as soon as I asked you, you went through your boardroom, culinary school, marketing team. You went through all these things in seconds to answer that question. Ty?
And you know what I also add to that, Dennis Steve, that made that statement, a thing that just came to me is I realized that a lot of you guys, it's not just that you don't have these things or what we're saying to you is new information, is that you've lost a piece of yourself, which you need in order for the rest of the departments in the system to work together.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, your blacksmith isn't forging iron. So when you're taking in information, when you're learning new things, when you're listening, you can't listen actively and with intention because your blacksmith is not working. He's not forming the raw materials and turning it into a sword, turning it into a shield, or using the raw materials and turning it into whatever you need it to be for your purpose. And then when your blacksmith stops working, now your warrior doesn't have the shit that it needs to go out into the world, push your comfort zone, challenge the edge that you had yesterday, and make a new edge for tomorrow. And then as you lose these parts of yourself, it may not be conscious. It may not have labels like we're putting it on there and, you know, making this concept and metaphor so that you can easily follow and describe it. But you're actively using it every day. So you may need to find out, well, which of my departments is lacking? Is my marketing team not testing my ideas enough for it to get to my Senate? Because then when I tell myself I want to do something and I don't do it, what's going wrong? Well, it's not that you're not listening to yourself. You didn't give yourself a good enough reason to follow it, which is your marketing team's job.
Right.
And then when you go on to your construction worker and you aren't growing, you aren't bettering something that you already do, well, why is your construction team or your construction worker not blueprinting certain buildings? Why are they not telling you, well, your bank hasn't been used in a while, now you need to work and get a new building? Well, now we need a bigger bridge because there's so much traffic going on over here. So now but metaphorically speaking back to the literal is that you're not, you know, one of those roles is losing their job or depending on something else.
Right. And also we get the detective as well later on. And that's part of all this other stuff, doing the work and getting all the answers to all the questions that you need to have. So what the problem is that you can't see what you can see because you think that looking at a YouTuber on the other side complaining about women or trying to give, remember, your mind doesn't want you to know this information. Your mind doesn't want you to realize that you actually can think for yourself through yourself. So what it does is it pushes you to grab the parts. And like Ty said, because you don't have a blacksmith, you take somebody else's blacksmith on, and you don't know his, you don't know how that blacksmith works for you. You just place him in your mind through somebody else's peel and jargon and words and all that fluffy stuff that they say. And then when,
now it's time for you to process information. You're thinking like them.
Yeah, you're thinking like them. So you can't think, TC, just put your number in at, guys, send them the email. TC, send me your number to the email. Give them the Man Mindset email, TC. Send me your number. We'll call you. Because something must be wrong with your Cricket phone if you can't call in, big dog. Because the lines are open. 972, we got your next. But call it. What we're saying is, this is why it's difficult. Because you're trusting another snake oil salesman to push an agenda, excuse me, on you that your mind knows. Your mind knows that it's wrong. But your mind knows that it's going to hold you stagnant to really learning about yourself when you're taking on somebody else's information and not blacksmithing it to yours.
And even to take it a step further, Steve, when we get back into the scribe or even, you know, when we get into certain roles, it's that you might be telling yourself something, but the root of it is such bullshit that it creates this dynamic where you're desperate. Like when in the beginning, it's like it ain't just about women. If you're desperate for anything, you have a problem here. You have a scarce mindset.
Yep.
You won't even be able to think with clarity, with strategicness, because you'll be more attached to whatever it is that desperate or emotion, that desperation is creating. So, for example, let's say you have an idea, well, I want more money, and I want to be taller, and I want to be more handsome. Well, why? Because women like those things. Well, why do you want to be liked by a woman? Well, because she'll give you pussy. Well, why do you want pussy? Well, because it feels good, and if I have a lot of pussy, other men will respect me, and maybe I'll be more happy. So when you get into the layers of your thinking, and you see how basic and how it's not really standing on anything fundamental to your core, and then why you feel weak in life, you'll obtain these things, and you'll still never be yourself.
Right. All right, call. We'll throw you back in. We got other calls, but thank you, 862. Area code 972.
Let's do about two more and then get right back into the destination.
All right, 972, then 347. 972, which question?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Steve. Shout out to Ty. I follow both of y'all channels.
What's good, gang?
I first heard about, I think this question is like for both y'all, but I heard it from Ty, the Pyramid of Self-Mastery. And on there, I originally heard it from Tony Robbins. So I went through the whole
relevant,
pyramid.
You keep relevant to the systems and the things that we broke down for the day?
Yeah, like the Pyramid of Self-Mastery, yeah. So I originally heard it from Tony Robbins and went through it.
All right, hey, brother.
From the structure of the system that we broke down of itself today.
Yeah, you have a question.
Right, question relevant to that.
Yeah, what we talked about.
Any component? Any component of that?
No, I just tapped in and called in.
Okay, so why are you calling in?
I appreciate
that,
bro.
Why are you calling in?
So, yeah,
I understand.
At the end of the show, we're going to change the topic or get into more open things.
Yeah.
But from everything we just explained, we're going to go back into that.
Yeah, respect 972. Just call back. Okay, I'm going to call this guy in a second, then we'll get 347, then I'll call the guy. So 347, what's up? What's your question?
All right, so I already went before, so if there's any other callers, I could probably bring them in.
Go ahead with your question. I have one more guy for you, so what's up?
All right, my last question was going to be on the marketing team and, like, how – when I first think about the marketing team, I think to myself, oh, I'm going to take how I convince others and try to convince myself. But that's
wait,
a wrong way of
– Wait, you say you're going to do what again?
When I first thought about the marketing team, I was thinking, if I'm going to sell it to myself, I'm going to take how I sell it to others to sell it to myself. And then I realized I was wrong, because why am I looking out to the world to change my world? I should be changing my world to change it, right?
So, right. So what's your question?
What's your question?
Yeah, so my question would be, Because you said something when it came to the marketing team, finding your style, finding what it takes, what you have to funnel through your mind, how do you convince yourself to do certain things, not even convince yourself, but make yourself act, like produce action, right? So how do you...
Listen, you're not making yourself do anything. See, if you're already going into the interaction with an attachment to what it is you're assessing or analyzing, you'll be biased. You don't want your marketing team to be biased. You want them to sit here and the pros, the cons, the upside, the downside, the benefits, the backlash of it, because otherwise they'll never be able to holistically evaluate what it is you're selling to yourself.
Yeah, so
that makes sense.
Yeah. So what is it that you're trying to fix here? I mean, on yourself. I mean, you're asking a question, but what are you trying to give us an example?
Yeah. Ty kind of like brought up my
give
question.
Us an example.
How do I
give
begin?
My give
point.
Us an example.
How do I give clear the bias from the scribe, from the marketing team, from the film room? How do I clean that bias and see things more holistically? See things as
how do
they
you,
are.
Do you separate, how do you separate numbers from letters? Don't each one of them have different functions? Right. Numbers are not letters, and letters are not numbers, right?
Right, right.
And each one of them has their own function, right?
Yeah.
That's it. You see how simple it is? You're overcomplicating this. It's not. Okay, listen. Don't complicate. Don't try to look for a complicated answer. This is not complicated. It just feels like it is complicated. You've already done this before, okay? You've already done this. You've already separated numbers from letters, right? Phonics from subtraction, right? Words from addition, right? You separate it. So that's all it is. It's not. Don't complicate it. It's just different functions of yourself, sir, okay?
And for the blacksmith... Could you say that the blacksmith makes you sharper, helps you create weapons?
You're looking at what he makes you. No, he doesn't. Okay. He doesn't make you anything, but he takes information and he forms it to you. He doesn't. All he's doing is taking what we're giving you right now, what Ty and I are giving you right now, and he's taking it and forming it so you can have understanding and clarity. So it fits your puzzle piece. It's not fitting ours. It's taking it. He's not trying to make you anything. He's saying, okay, you got this metal, this copper, this brass. Okay, let me form it. Ding, 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 ding. And it fits all he's doing. That's his job. He's just got one job. He's not there to impress you or talk to you. He's there to take what we're giving. He's taking what we're giving you, and we're trying to form it to your fingerprint, not ours, yours.
So that helps create your son, helps create your game.
It's not. Okay.
Listen, you're standing so close, you don't see it, man. Take a step back. Your attachment to everything. Just look at these things individually as what they do and why they do it, and respect it.
Right.
I'm trying to make it into
something.
Just respect what it is.
Yeah. You're saying, okay, well, if I know how to count from 1 to 10, so I know trigonometry. That means I know trigonometry. This is the problem. Because you're stuck in
your... You know what it is, Steve? His mind's trying to make it a quick...
Yeah, a quick fix.
So I'll do this. Oh, so now I can do that. Or now, slow down.
Yeah.
And respect the game. Let it do what it's supposed to do. My marketing team is figuring something out and placing something out. I don't question them. I let them do their job.
Yes.
And I respect their job.
Yes.
The blacksmith is doing his job, taking in the information, processing raw materials, and turning it into what I need it to be for me.
Yes.
I respect it. I'm not sitting here jumping. I'm not standing over the shoulder and saying, are you making me sharper? Are you this?
Right. Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Just seeing the job as it is, not overcomplicating it, adding lines to it, attaching it to things.
You may do that in your film room. You may go at the end of the night when you're writing things and reviewing yourself and analyzing yourself. You may sit here and say, well, when that person said that statement or that asked me that question and I got offended, and I processed it, that raw material, I processed that information, and I got offended. I attached to an emotional reaction. Why did I do that? So now you're from your film room, you're reviewing your blacksmith's job and what it did wrong.
Right.
Now, when you put these titles on it and conceptualize it in this manner, it's understanding and holding yourself accountable for what you mean from you.
Yes, everything. Okay? So we're just saying you're okay. You have to understand your mind wants you to not see what we're saying. And it's going to do everything it can to try to trick you into looking at things that are not there. Okay? So what you're doing is you're going against your mind right now. And it's not a good thing right now, because he doesn't want you to be a free thinker. It doesn't want you to be free. And it's going to try to quick it, fix it fast, do this. Hey, ask him, is that how we get game?
Right. Because remember, being a free thinker is not easy. It's risky.
Yes.
But depends, and then Steve, when you can go into this, here's what it means to me. It depends what you consider risk. I consider it risky to just follow somebody blindly. I consider it risky to live by somebody else's program and thoughts. I consider it risky if I don't question it and turn it into what I need it to be and filter it out and use it for the purpose that I gave myself and tested myself.
Yes.
I feel risky. I even went to the bank the other day, was talking to them about something. I said, no, so I wanted to do it on the phone and in person. I wasn't filling that shit out online. I needed to talk to somebody, because I got to ask you specific questions. I got to test you. I got to ask this. I got to compare it to the next person. But you see how I do this for myself or within my own mind and my thoughts. When it's time for me to go into the world and interact with other people, it is much more easier to navigate strategically, because this is just how you think and this is just how you move. You're dependent on yourself, so you won't tolerate anything less from others.
Right, and caller, here's the shocking thing. Ty did that with me. You see what I'm saying? It just wasn't with this bank. You see what I'm saying? Ty was like, okay, who's this CDD motherfucker? All right, let me see what the fuck deal is. All right, let me get these checks and balances. See what I'm saying? It's not just with the bank. Ty is with everything, even to probably the spoon that he uses to eat his damn cereal.
How you do anything is how you do everything.
There you go. You see that, caller?
I shit.
And the thing is, I don't judge others for how they do theirs and navigate theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Some people drink, some people smoke, some people do this or that. And I say, you pick your poison. You know what I'm saying? That's not a poison I want to pick for me on a consistent level or a daily habit of mine. But I may have a car that guzzles gas. So, you pick your poison. What are you comfortable doing for yourself and consciously choosing to do? So, and that all has a rhyme or reason. It's not following anybody or subscribing to anybody's thoughts or perception of the world.
Yeah. So we got to grab, right. We got to make one more call real quick before we continue. So are you good to go, caller?
Yeah. There's pieces of brass that I left on the floor that I need my blacksmith to pick back up.
Look at that brass. All right, brother. We're going to shut the lines down for now, and then we'll open them back after we do this.